This is Mornings with Matt, taking you through the top news of the weekend and getting you ready for the week ahead. Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. Welcome to another edition of Mornings with Matt. I'm your host, Matthew Atkins. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. We are a bit late today, and I apologize for that, but we do have some big news to get into over the next couple of minutes as we update you on what happened over the weekend and get you ready for the week ahead in Major League Baseball. Of course, the biggest news this weekend is the postseason berths that have been clinched around the league. So far, the Dodgers, Rays, White Sox, A's, Twins, Yankees, and Padres have all clinched playoff spots. Now, of course, in a normal year, that would be the majority of the playoff field, but in this year's expanded playoffs, with 16 teams making the postseason, that's less than half of the teams that will be in this year's MLB playoffs. The Yankees clinched their spot yesterday despite a 10-2 loss against the Red Sox. The Mariners lost to the Padres in San Diego, paving the way for the Yankees to secure a postseason berth. That win over the Mariners also gave San Diego its first postseason berth in 14 years, as the Padres won 7-4 in 11 innings. With the game tied 4-4, the Padres rallied for 3 runs in the top of the 11th. Now, the game was being played in San Diego due to air quality issues in Seattle, so Seattle was the home team, the Padres were the away team for this game. So the Padres scored 3 runs in the top of the 11th inning to take a 7-4 lead, and then Trevor Rosenthal recorded 3 straight outs in the bottom of the 11th to win the game for the Friars and secure their first postseason appearance since 2006. The Padres, so far on the season, currently sit at 34-20, second place in the NL West, and the second best overall record in the National League. A fantastic season by the Padres. Following 9 straight losing seasons, they have turned things around, and they are headed to the Major League Baseball playoffs. Now, what's next? The Oakland A's have clinched their postseason appearance, but they can clinch the AL West title, which would be their first since 2013, with an Astros loss today or an Oakland A's win tomorrow. While every division leader in the American League has at least clinched a postseason spot, only one division leader in the National League has done so. The Braves and Cubs have still not clinched their spots, but their magic numbers are both at 3. The Cardinals, Reds, and Brewers are all still in the mix in the NL Central. Meanwhile, the Marlins, Phillies, and Mets are all in the race in the East still. If the season ended today, with the standings as they are, the Marlins, Cardinals, Phillies, and Reds would all make the postseason. But like I said, the Brewers and the Mets are still in contention as well, and the Giants, coming out of the NL West, still have a shot at making the postseason. Other than the action on the field, it was a pretty wild weekend in baseball. A man broke into Fenway Park during the Red Sox-Yankees game on Sunday. He made his way on top of the Green Monster and began throwing items on the field before he was apprehended and escorted out of the game by security. The incident caused a brief delay in the 8th inning of the game. Meanwhile, in New York, there was a fire in or near Citi Field as the Braves and Mets played their Sunday afternoon game. Black smoke began filling the air around the stadium in the top of the 9th inning, but the teams kept playing on, there was no delay, and the Braves went on to win 7-0 over the Mets. Finally, a bit of rough news this weekend as Houston Astros starting pitcher Justin Verlander announced that he will need Tommy John surgery. The 2-time Cy Young winner made the announcement in a video on Instagram this weekend. Verlander has not pitched since his season debut on July 24th, and this week, after throwing a simulated game, he said that he, quote, felt something in his elbow, unquote, and after consulting with doctors, has determined that Tommy John surgery is the best route to go. This is only the second time in Verlander's career that he has been placed on the injured list. He is still signed with Houston through 2021. After that season, he will become a free agent. So all the best wishes to Justin Verlander as he undergoes Tommy John surgery. We hope he will be able to return and have at least one more great season with the Houston Astros. Verlander, of course, the pride of Goochland. He's from the Goochland County area, grew up there, went to Old Dominion University, and has been a standout pitcher in Major League Baseball ever since. A first ballot Hall of Famer, no doubt. So best of luck to him as he undergoes Tommy John surgery. That's all I've got on today's episode of Mornings with Matt. Make sure to tune in to Foul Ball Area on Wednesday as Trey Lyle joins me. We'll take a deep dive into the topics of the day, talk about the postseason picture and which teams are still in the mix, which teams will make the 2020 Major League Baseball playoffs. And then tune in again on Fridays. We have a special guest join us on the podcast, as we do every Friday. We have special guests from around the baseball world talking about their experiences in and around the game of baseball. That's it for today's episode of Mornings with Matt. Thank you all for tuning in. Hope you have a great week. Thanks for listening to the Foul Ball Area Podcast. Make sure to leave a review and a rating wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe so you get new episodes as soon as they come out.